This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Well, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Now, that was a viral video we put out in the last weeks of the campaign last year. And here we are 4-plus months later in 2017. And Kim Jong-un, the hereditary dictator of North Korea, fully backed by Communist China, the biggest mass murderers in history, who we had a huge war with and lost more troops than Vietnam, from June 25th, 1950 to July 27th, 1953, 3 years, 1 month, and 2 days. A lot of my family fought in that war. Clint Eastwood was in that war. It was bigger than Vietnam, the casualties, but it was the World War II generation, so a big deal didn't get made about it in the news. But millions of Chinese fought on the side of the North, poured in. Douglas MacArthur wanted to use atomic weapons on them. And he was relieved of command. Should have used the atomic weapons then, before China had atomics, when the Russians didn't have a big atomic force. And the whole world would be different now. But we left hardcore Maoist slash Leninists in power. And they always create the same nightmare hell of starving people, an absolute hell. And so now they're firing intermediate range missiles that have 1,000-kilometer range into the sea right off the coast of Japan, and say, we're preparing to put atomic bombs on these, and we're going to preemptively destroy. If one shot is fired, even by accident, or we hear a car backfire, literally, they've said, we hear fireworks go off on the DMZ, we're going, these are quotes, we're going to destroy Seoul, and we're going to destroy Tokyo with atomic bombs. And why do they have atomic bombs? Because Bill Clinton and the Democrats in the 90s transferred the reactors and the systems and the delivery systems to North Korea. And China has transferred more. Total and complete insanity. But Communist China is buying up Hollywood. It's the biggest lobbyist group now in D.C. And the Democrats and the Republican leadership are allied with them. And they have made the decision to try to remove our president and capitulate to China and the globalists. And that's all part of George Soros's and Henry Kissinger's plan. That's why Trump and the military have been trying to make a deal as this heated up even during the election. with Russia to back us if China has to be preemptively struck. It's the only way to stop a full-scale nuclear war is to use all the space-based weapons and everything else. When their subs pop up, destroy it all in 10 minutes or the entire planet will be destroyed. I'm not calling for nuclear war, but we've got to get ready to hit them with everything we've got.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is Wednesday. Hard to believe. Already April 5th, 2017. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. Bannon has been removed from the National Security Council, probably for yelling at the wrong person. There has been a lot of shouting matches and a lot of heated debates going on. And you can see the type of stress that's unfolding. We are in a very, very precarious position on a planetary scale because Communist China was backed by the Rockefeller Foundation in 1949 to be put into power. The CIA placed Mao into control and blocked the nationalist Chiang Kai-shek. Then just a few years later, in 1950, the Korean War began, killing millions of people. The Chinese communist-backed leader was the first of the family to be a dictator, and now his grandson, Kim Jong-un, the caricature of a evil, wimpy tyrant, grotesquely narcissistic and just insane with his bloodlust, his power trip, squeezing his pathetic, sad slave population. You know what the devil looks like, ladies and gentlemen? It is Kim Jong-un. I mean, he is the epitome of dishonor, of ugliness, of weakness, of failure. He is the parasite. He even looks like a tapeworm. Good God. But you look at his people. There's a photo in a story on CNN, Rex Tillerson's incredibly odd and confusing statement on North Korea. No, it wasn't confusing at all. While you're trying to undermine our president and our government and the biggest crisis we've probably ever faced. And the photo shows Kim Jong-un with a tank crew or crews around him. And you look at the faces of these people. And they are just under total cultural mind control. If you want to talk about delusional mind control slaves, so starved to death that they don't even know what planet they're on. Now, let me give you the big news here. It's so big, I can hardly even get it out of my mouth. Kim Jong-un was given nuclear reactors by ABB under the authorization of Bill and Hillary Clinton when they were both co-presidents in the 1990s. They allowed the transfer of the fissile material for the reactors that could be turned into atomic warheads. They did that. There were all sorts of different reactors that North Korea could have gotten that would not have been able to produce the fuel. And this goes back to Jimmy Carter as well, and then right through to Bill Clinton. You've got the same suspects, the Rockefeller Foundation, all of them, busily, continually, pushing for North Korea to be given more and more and more and more weapon systems. We should get Joel Skousen on, who for a decade has been saying that around this time, at the earliest 2017, the latest 2022, that the globalists are intending to use North Korea as the trigger detonator to start World War III and to lure China and others into preemptive strikes against the United States. Now, the word is Trump is aware of these plans and is actually trying to work with Russia, Japan, and others to not do this. But China is belligerent. They have been given a very strong position inside our economy, inside our government, inside the media. And you ally that with the hubris and mental illness of the Democrats, and you have a recipe for disaster. We have the EU piling on and attacking us. So here's the big headline. And this is even out of CNBC. World War III nightmare scenario brewing in the East China Sea. That's yesterday. China is threatening to use nuclear weapons. They say if anyone blocks their ships, if anyone engages them, if anyone doesn't go along with what they want, they will attack. That will then escalate very, very quickly from conventional weapons to nuclear weapons. You have to understand they've seized 90%+ of the South China Sea that's never been theirs. Understand they've brought down our AWACS before out of airspace. And made them make emergency landings and then stolen all the equipment. China is arrogant. They've killed 85 million, 84 million people under Mao, another 20 million or so since then. They keep Buddhists in cages for no crimes and sell their organs. They're completely cut off from reality. They are being lured by the evil force that controls them into destroying the planet. And their surrogate, with the demonic chipmunk at its head, Kim Jong-un, when he's not partying with Dennis Rodman at the Pleasure Palace, he's firing medium-range missiles targeting Japan and having them crash into the ocean. They fired more today ahead of the Chinese leader set to meet with Trump in the next few days. This is unprecedented. And you have to understand, in the mental illness of Kim Jong-un, he really believes he can defeat the United States. Well, he may defeat the planet. He may just kill everybody. Because, again, our elites put them in power in 1949. Why? 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 Got to ask David Rockefeller that. He was intimately involved. His father, that whole stinking rat's nest of filth that created the UN and pushed communism and wrote editorials in the New York Times how great communism was under Mao. You can just search engine David Rockefeller's praise for Mao, New York Times. There's screenshots of it. This is the psychotic behavior of the Rockefellers and the globalists because they love death. They love the fact that the Chinese embraced eugenics and had a one-child policy killing over 100 million of their own people. They love the fact that China's on board and is absolutely soulless at the top. They're kindred spirits. And after thousands of years feeding on the Chinese people, the Chinese elite are just the most despicable, wicked, soulless creatures the planet's ever seen. And then you have that demon, Kim Jong-un, rubbing his hands together, hopping around on power trips in front of his starving minions that worship him as a god. You look at the throngs of people in any video you see out of North Korea, and that's the best people they put forward. They look like sad schizophrenic folks on street corners. They are just whacked out of their mind. Totally enslaved, being fed on by Kim Jong-un. The big kick that just sits up at the top, sucking their very life force out. And all of his generals in clown uniforms. This is your big government. This is what you worship. Venezuela, Cuba, all of it. This is what it creates. Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, nightmares, 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 nightmares. Everyone worshiping one little fat man that can hardly walk and who never did anything in his whole life. And so now, let's get to the big news. Rex Tillerson comes out, issues his final statement that if they continue to launch these rockets at Japan or threaten to nuke Japan or South Korea, they're going to have to move. And our traitor media is like, how dare you, Trump? You should just keep laying down while they fire missiles and keep threatening to nuke everyone. And while China goes around belligerently boarding everybody's ships in the South China Sea, the most busy area in the world, saying, we rule, we control, we're in charge. And the Chinese government saying, we're prepared for nuclear war. We have submarines off your coast. We may strike you first. And what's our elite doing? Trying to start a war with Russia. It's doing nothing but trying to secure its borders. And as the very same George Soros, Rockefeller Foundation groups, openly trying to overthrow them. And now there's an article on InfoWars.com exclusive with the documents showing that the latest chemical attack points right towards a George Soros-funded group. You cannot overestimate how evil these people are and how they're backing Al-Qaeda and ISIS and al-Nusra. So the world, according to every geopolitical expert out there, has never been closer to nuclear war. Because if they start loading atomic weapons on those missiles, and they've got the satellites that can tell, the geospatial group, you have to take them out. You can't let them load nuclear weapons on missiles when a crazy person is running it saying we're going to nuke the most populous cities in the world. You just can't do it. You can't let them load a gun, and then now they're sticking to our heads saying, we're going to pull the trigger, and we're like, oh, okay. And then you watch our media literally being bought up by the communist Chinese, where Michael Savage couldn't even get his book on bookstore shelves because it talked about this 4 years ago. Total censorship everywhere. Communist China, we're starting to run Google, Facebook, you name it. They're all in bed with each other. Facebook's in bed with Islamic states now, Pakistan, to rat out people that criticize Islam so they can be executed. What do you think Zuckerberg would do to you if he could in this country? They're all a bunch of power-tripping lunatics. You look at Zuckerberg's eyes, he looks just like Kim Jong-un. It's the same demon, folks, I'm telling you, of just total delusion. Ah, we're all powerful. Ah, kill, blood. I mean, it's the most base crap. And now, Tillerson and everybody else are having to stand up against this. The president is, while the media attacks him, lies about him, undermines him, begging for nuclear war, emboldening China.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Strange and dangerous days are here, my friends. Strange days have found us. They're going to destroy us if we don't wake up and take control of the ship of state from the globals. Junkers, Nazi heir, the owner of Luxembourg, because his grandfather during World War II took it over, the richest Nazi family, or the second richest family, has threatened military action against any states trying to leave the EU, and has threatened economic warfare against the UK, and has said he wants to break up the United States. And then Nigel Farage comes out and says, you're behaving like mafia gangsters. He's not some little gangster that, you know, does concrete scams. Juncker's family created Adolf Hitler. They were the second biggest producing war production family in Germany. Look them up. And I just add that. We have the EU telling us what to do, acting like belligerent scum. We've got the biggest mass murderers in history, China, threatening to nuke us today. We've got our media lined up attacking Trump and saying we've got to have war with Russia and wants NATO to, you know, invade all these countries and go toe-to-toe with the Russians on their borders, and John McCain calling for physical war or saying you're Russian agents. This is insanity. If Russia was threatening to nuke the United States, if Russia had all of these threats going on and had some proxy state like North Korea threatening to attack our neighbors and allies and friends, I would be against Russia. Russia's not doing that. Does Russia own most of Hollywood now? No. People say, well, why are you backing Russia? Backing Russia? I've never been to Russia. I've geopolitically studied it. So is Trump's advisors. Russia is not in a posture to do anything but be economically developed. But the globalists don't want that rich country, so much times bigger than the United States, with all those resources, more than the continent of Africa. They do not want that to be explored by the Russian people or by other corporations and groups that want to go in there. You think the globalists can't compete with one America that's quasi-free because everybody else wants to be free? And everybody else wants to be able to have a good way of life? Imagine if Russia became the new America. It would. It'd be the wild, wild west. It'd have 10, 15% growth rates for 100 years. Cities would spring up all across it. People would go flock to Russia. Call it the new America. It's the only big, giant place that's 95% uninhabited, filled with resources. That's why the globalists are so angry, ladies and gentlemen, because Russia is the only country that hasn't fallen to globalist control, and now America's scurrying out of its tentacles, and now the UK's getting out of its tentacles, and now they're just freaking out. And what are they doing? The EU said, you accept our rule or we'll have war. And China is saying, we're pushing war because you're pulling out of globalism. And the, again, Chinese dictator, he's not the president, he was in Davos 2 months ago. He pulled the headlines up saying he'll prop up globalism. He'll get Trump in line. And how are they doing that? They have North Korea as their excuse trigger, firing missiles weekly into the ocean, run off the coast of Japan, threatening to nuke it. And now you have Rex Tillerson 3 weeks ago saying weapons being used, targeted strikes is now on the table. Now you've got top generals saying maybe the only option left, four-star General Jack Keane. Well, if China is not going to solve North Korea, we will. This is all I am telling you, Trump told the Financial Times. And now you've got Tillerson with our own enemy media, CNN, more in bed with the communist Chinese than anything else. Rex Tillerson's incredibly odd and confusing statement on North Korea. North Korea has fired a ballistic missile in the sea, but it doesn't matter. It's Rex Tillerson who's bad. Listen to this. North Korea launched another intermediate-range ballistic missile. The United States has spoken enough about North Korea. We have no further comment. They went, oh, my God, what does that mean? He's so amateur, it makes no sense. Oh, yeah, one of the top corporate guys ever, working in over 150 countries, totally respected, works 18 hours a day. No, he's saying, we've already made our statement. If you don't stop doing it, imagine if Russia had control of Cuba again and was firing missiles every week 1 mile off the coast of Florida, and missiles come and explode off the coast that can carry nuclear weapons. We would be completely going crazy. What do you think the Japanese are doing? They're in a total emergency mode right now, mobilized for total war. Meanwhile, you turn on our media, it's demonized Trump. Demonized Trump. You know, I'm not even talking about Bannon being out right now, losing his national security clearance. Because, okay, that's important because he's a patriot He's fighting for the Constitution, Bill of Rights. It shows the globalists are trying to push the patriots out right now. We don't know what happened yet, but we're now getting intel that Paul Ryan is who got him removed. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We're being attacked from every side. Not because we're perfect, but because we had a little bit of freedom. All the tyrants don't want that because then their people might learn about it, like the poor North Koreans, and might want to get out of the cults they're in, the government cults.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I tell you how to land. You win some, lose some, and you'll...
We don't want to gamble the nuclear war with China and North Korea. We certainly don't want to gamble getting Russia on that side of the equation. But everything we see from the elites running our country is that they're sold out to communist Chinese. We can see that, but we also know that from the research. Think about that. Think about that long and hard. And then look at the traitors attacking Trump for standing up to the North Koreans and China that are just grabbing islands all over the South China Sea, having wars with Vietnam, skirmishes, stealing their offshore oil rigs. I mean, China is just doing whatever it wants, threatening to nuke Japan. Here's the headline, even CNBC, World War III nightmare scenario brewing in the East China Sea. And then Clay Dillo goes over in the special report, the major trigger for the war. Joel Skousen, former Marine Corps officer, really smart guy who's been predicting this will be the trigger for World War III for a decade. And he's been saying between 2017 and 2020 or 2022 that would happen. Is Trump trying to change that trajectory? It's amazing. So we're going to be breaking all of this down here today. But Rex Tillerson and others have said military option is now moving to where it looks like it may be the only option. Donald Trump has said similar things. I've already gone over those quotes. But is the United States about to bomb North Korea? The White House says the clock has now run out. All options are on the table. They're making no further comment. Striking the facilities may be the only option left. Four-star General Jack Keane, it goes on and on. The clock has now run out, and I love trendies that haven't lived in a tyrannical country, that have lived in a lap of relative luxury compared to any other country in the world per capita. And they sit there and they go, we'll never be a nuclear war. That's never going to happen. And they make jokes about wanting to live under communism, and they go and flip off communist victim memorials in D.C. and have celebrations about it, and they support radical Islam coming into our countries. They're fools. But there are articles here that in Sweden and Belgium, the liberals are now running from the Islamic no-go zones, and they tried to be cuckold and grovel to them. It didn't work. So they're now suddenly waking up, but a little bit too late, right? A little bit too late for you now. You have to ask yourself, what is this madness, our elite, creating the Arab Spring, overthrowing moderate Muslim countries, putting horrible oppressors in charge? What's happening? Read the article, Sweden, feminist running away from no-go zones. We've had prize money for liberal reporters to go to the no-go zones that we've been to and have been threatened and been run out of. And they go, oh, I'll go. I want the $10,000. They get there. They take the plane ticket from Watson. They get there and they go, oh, Paul almost killed me. Paul Watson's right. Oh, yeah. BBC reporters go, get beat up. BBC's, we're here to show it's safe and kiss your butt. They attack in seconds, broad daylight. Police you nothing. And it's all thug out. Like little bitty skinny wimpy guys will just come up and start beating up. Like 6'5" guys, just and the big guys will just lay there, oh, I'm liberal, oh, beat me up. That's why downtown Austin, they mug people that look like trendies. I've seen hundreds of surveillance camera tapes when they come out on the news, and it's just, look, don't beat me up, why? I hate the fact I'm white. Oh, they'll punch around the nose. Oh. I mean, this is what's happened, and now China and everybody else sees this and thinks the West is completely weak. Yes, the West has been committing suicide. And now the globalists, I guess, want a nuclear war. Chicago journalists sent a report on Swedish no-go zone after Trump's allegations that the country is dangerous are given a police escort and told to leave for their own safety as they attract mass thugs while filming in broad daylight. And the police won't do anything to the mass thugs. And I've watched these thugs. I mean, literally, if you know how to fight, you could kill three of them in about a minute and a half. I mean, I've been in fights with guys that absolutely put me, you know, in near comas in the hospital. Okay? So let's just say I'm not in the top 0.1%, but back when I was young, I mean, I could fight. And let me tell you, I ran into people who are a lot tougher than I am. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I guarantee you, an average red-blooded American man could take on 15 of these people. 15 of them. I mean, they are just pathetic. Can't throw a punch, stumble around. If they get a hit, they sit there and watch to see if you're going to fall down. I mean, it's the craziest stuff you've ever seen. And everyone just rolls over. And that's a metaphor. That's a microcosm for everything that's going on. It's like a chihuahua up against the biggest, meanest pit bull you've ever seen. And the chihuahua's hanging off our lips, snarling and biting us. And we're just putting up with it. Except the Chihuahua's got nuclear weapons and has gotten away with almost 70 years of mass murder and killing over 100 million of their own people. And now they're buying up everything. And so why not? Why not push America around? They look at Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters, doddering ding-dongs, who don't even know what planet they're on, and see weakness. All they see is weakness. And they're pushing and pushing and pushing. And when they do that, it's Donald Trump's fault for saying, whoa, stop firing missiles to Japan, stop boarding everybody's ships, stop stealing our ships and our submarines and our water drones, stop coming into Philippine waters and just moving in. Notice that the new leader of the Philippines first was groveling to China just a few months ago. When Trump showed strength, he said, good, I want to be with the U.S. again. But he thought, I guess, Hillary was getting in. The deal had been made to turn over most of Asia and the world to China. As soon as they figured out that America wasn't going to leave the Philippines, remember that got invaded by the Japanese and MacArthur said, I shall return? But the public doesn't remember this. The Filipinos do, because they lost what, over 100,000 in World War II in the Philippines. They were put in slave camps, made to work for the Japanese. Oh, but I see, people don't know what already happened. They don't already know what took place in that area. And that China is spoiling to get back at Japan for the perceived abuses in World War II that certainly happened, even though it was Japan that was invaded over and over again by the Chinese. If you want to start tit-for-tatting, it's a nightmare scenario, ladies and gentlemen. And once the blood runs high in Asia, it's over. Because the Asians historically will go to war just like that. Just like that. Flip that switch. 3 million men in 1 week came across out of China when the United States had pushed, and the UN force had pushed them all the way back to the river. And every other person had a rifle. And when one person fell down and died, they handed them the other rifle. Just totally crazed in mass mob psychology. Flip a switch, huge death waves, just robot. Same deal with Vietnam and that experience. And that's what we're on the edge of right now. This won't be like fighting people in the Middle East. And that's what our government has put us in the position of. The Democrats, the globalists, giving them the nukes, giving them the missiles, giving them the cruise missiles, giving them the Loral and Hughes. Pillar to post launch systems, the guidance systems, the avionics, the separation systems, the MIRV reentry devices, everything. And then now that they run Hollywood, every movie you go see about science and technology, it's like, thank God China gave the United States boosters because our rockets don't work. It's all a big joke. And it'll actually show people playing the Chinese president going, I will save America. I'm their boss, with red flags behind them. I mean, we now in America have Chinese Central Committee propaganda on TV. So that's where we stand. That's where all this is going. And I guess that's just what Democrats and liberals, everybody want. This is what you're into. You are sick. But see, most of you are just followers. You see the Soros bots and all the bots out there that ridicule this show when we talk about things and make jokes about nuclear war and jokes about pedophilia. Everything's funny to these nihilistic bots and the people that load them with their comments. And then weak little minds sit there that have never lived in the real world, and they sit there and they make jokes about this all day long, not knowing that we're on the precipice. With the whole world, the EU dictatorship, the communist Chinese, the Democratic Party, the MSM, the Republican leadership, all ganged up on the small beachhead we have in our government of nationalism and sanity and strength and productivity, and just that little sliver of light coming through a crack in the blinds, a crack in the curtain, has lit the room up, and we see the economy turning back on and all these good things happening, and we have all these enemies running around celebrating what they believe is the beginning of the destruction of Trump. It's like people pouring gasoline on themselves and preparing to strike a match laughing. Because when you burn up Trump, you burn yourselves up, morons. And notice, people are saying, why are you addressing the leftists and the globalists? They're not going to listen. Some will, okay? You're already awake. I love you, audience. You're the best in the world. You have to go out and reach out to these people. You have to send them this video later. You have to send them this podcast. You have to send them this live link wherever you're watching and say, do you understand the history of North Korea? Do you understand we're still at war with North Korea since July 24th, 1953? I'm going from memory on that. July 27th, 1953. And it was only a ceasefire on the demilitarized zone. The DMZ. And China, as a communist blackguard, is trying to take over the whole region. It's disgusting. Vietnam finally got smart, became capitalist, and becoming wealthy beyond their wildest imaginations. That's all they've got to do. China's building new megacities, bigger than Uruguay and more populous than Germany. Chinese leaders have bragged, oh, let us have a nuclear war. We already have too many people anyways. All right, I'm going to continue. We're going to have Roger Stone popping in with news on Bannon losing power in the White House, shakeup, Infowars.com, GrudgeReport.com. We're going to be covering the summit in the next few days as Trump prepares to meet with the Chinese leader, the dictator. I remember 20 years ago when our news was talking about the Chinese dictator elected by the Central Committee. They don't do that now. They sit there and they lie directly to your face. I'm not saying nuclear war is going to happen. I'm saying the trigger has never been worse, and even mainline analysts concur with that. And admitting how much danger we're in and admitting what we face will help it not happen. But you see the ignorance and the decadence and the evil and the pedophilia and all the things that are happening in the West, and you just know that we're begging for it. Trump and Z, two imposing leaders with clashing agendas. They're not leaders. Trump is elected. Z is not. The Central Committee, made up of the grandchildren of the original communists and children, has the Politburo that it appoints that then has voting. I mean, what a joke. What an absolutely sickening, twisted, upside-down farce. Please support the broadcast. Survival Shield X2 is the only source, believe me, we're looking for other places to get it, of deep earth crystals. And we've had this for over 4 years because of a shortage of really good kelp-derived iodine that's good but not as good from our research. And so now we're having to sit there and squabble back and forth for more than 6 months trying to get more of it. So we've got our last run being produced right now. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, that's Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsLife.com, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. And again, I hope to be able to continue to have this for myself personally, but we've run into things like not being able to get Shilajit that detoxifies you. So for 6-plus months, we didn't have one of our detoxing products. It's just the way it goes. So InfoWarsLife.com. I want to thank you all for your support. 888-253-3139. Caveman has been sold out for, a month or so. It's finally back at InfoWarsStore.com. Get 33% off retail for a limited time. That is just the ultimate bone broth formula. I mean, it's so strong, so concentrated, tastes so good. Without the chocolate, and it's only a little bit of chocolate, it doesn't taste very good. I like doing it with milk. Then it tastes better than Ovaltine. You can even put it in with some ice, and it's my kids love it. And they're like, we want more of those chocolate shakes. It tastes as good as a frosty chocolate shake in the blender, but I tend to just gulp it down. I think I'm going to have some here in a little while. It's back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. It also has a bunch of other great antioxidants and things in it. I don't have to tell you, how amazing folks know that bee pollen, changa mushroom with turmeric root, and so much more. The ultimate true paleo, 5-star reviews at Power Reviews and other major sites. And I want to thank our listeners for their support and all they do, spreading the word about these great products, but I didn't list everything that's in Caveman, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Finally, a new announcement. We have some B-roll of this, I think. Donald J. Trump is the 45th president of the United States. You know, I was thinking Pence isn't perfect. He's okay, but I want a shirt I can wear that just says Trump is my president. A new one that's the navy blue design. Looks like the Hillary for President shirt. Very handsome, very classy unisex shirt. On the back it says, Keeping America Great, InfoWars.com in red. On the right shoulder, InfoWars.com. On the front, 45th President of the United States, America first since 1776. That's one version. The other on the front says, Trump is my president, America first since 1776. So again, two different variants of the shirt available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's $9.95 out of the gates. Costs like a dollar more if it's an XXXL. Those cost us like $2 more. But again, thank you all for your support. It's important just to exercise free speech, regardless of what you think of Trump, to get out there and to let people know it's okay to stand up. And the $5 we make on the shirt ends up helping to fund the operation. But really, it's about info warriors meeting each other. That's the biggest thing, is the people you're going to meet. Almost all of it's going to be positive. If you go into a trendy area, though, they might physically attack you. And they're totally wimpy, but they'll walk over, slap you in the back of the head, knock your drink over. Their main thing is go, shame, 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 boo, boo, like your 2-year-old go, oh, you booed me, and you go in the corner and pee-pee in your pants. When I was 3, kids would do that to me and go, Alexis, Alexis. I go, pfft. My name's Alex, not Alexis, but okay, whatever. But I know adults that are under arrested development out there, you know, somebody goes boo at you, you go, oh my gosh, let me go in the corner and pee-pee on myself. I have to wear the dunce hat now. We'll be right back with more of the acceleration towards global war.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
You take a mortal man and put him in control. Watch him become a god. Watch people's heads roll.
Kim Jong-un is trying to start nuclear war, threatening to nuke Japan and South Korea. Trump is saying, look, we can't keep letting you do this. We're going to have to strike your sites if we keep doing it. And so now the liberal media is attacking Trump like it's his fault when it was the Clintons that gave the missile secrets and the nuke secrets publicly. That's mainstream news to North Korea. Here's the headline. Bloomberg: Bannon loses National Security Council role in Trump shakeup. But then I read this, a White House official said that Bannon was placed on the committee in part to monitor Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, and never attended a meeting. He is no longer needed with McMaster in charge of the council, that official said. So are we kind of panicking inadvertently? Is he really not losing power? The consummate insider, Roger Stone, joins us. Roger, what's really going on?
Well, Alex, as we reported yesterday here on Infowars.com, there are still internal turf battles and power struggles, sadly, in the Trump White House. One of the things I learned under Ronald Reagan and before him, President Nixon, was that a White House divided against itself, like a campaign divided itself, cannot stand, that everyone has to be pulling in the same direction. And in this case, that has to be the president's direction. I reported correctly yesterday that Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and also a policy advisor, a special assistant to the president, I believe, in this administration, has been feeding by text Joe Scarborough, one of the leading Trump critics in the media, derogatory information at the expense of Mr. Bannon and other White House tidbits that play into the internal struggles. Some media outlets claim that I told you yesterday that Kushner was leaking intelligence information to Scarborough. That's not what we said nor what we discussed. But I do think that this is at least a loss of public status for Steve Bannon. And the reason this concerns me, Alex, is because, as you know, Google and Facebook and the other internet giants are moving aggressively to choke off alternative viewpoints to the mainstream media, declaring InfoWars, Breitbart, Daily Caller, StoneColdTruth.com, where you can read all of my stuff, as fake news. If there's anyone inside the Trump White House who should understand this issue and understand the antitrust issues that are triggered by Google's activities, it is Steve Bannon, a man who came from alternative media. And therefore, any loss of power or influence is a bad sign for the future of the net.
Well, let me just say, I liked what he did at the New York newspaper that he owns. Was the New York Observer, did some pretty good reporting over the years. I don't want to be enemies with Kushner. If he delivers on being a patriot, he could probably be president, I think, down the road, is kind of what this dynasty building's doing. If it isn't going to be Trump's daughter, it's going to be, you know, Kushner. I mean, clearly that's what they're setting him up for. But I just don't understand being involved with that weasel, Joe Scarborough. And now the media is making jokes everywhere. Oh, we think he's Illuminati. Oh, we think he's leaking intelligence. We didn't say that. We just said he's talking to Scarborough. We have our moles. They don't even deny this.
By text, a constant text back and forth between them. Look, I have nothing, obviously, against Jared Kushner. He's a very bright and very able guy, but he's a liberal Democrat, and he brings the point of view of a liberal Democrat. I'm not sure he understands the Trump coalition. I'm not sure he understands the InfoWar watcher.
Absolutely. Stay there.
We are the backbone of the Trump revolution.
We are. Back in 70 seconds with Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones. And we've got a bunch of other big guests today. The man that predicted all this Korea stuff is also going to be joining us. Stay with us.